Well, would you avoid going to a restaurant if proof of COVID-19 vaccination was required for entry? That is the question we put to all of you for this week's Twitter poll. And Jared, I'd be curious to get your take on this one. Let's show the poll results first. This was a bit of a surprising one for me, but 80% said yes, they would avoid the restaurant. Roughly 20% said no. And some interesting responses on this one. Let's pull up one, which I think points to how a lot of people who are all for these mandates say. One person saying most places are over 50% vaccinated. If it helps more people get vaccinated and less people dead, as well as getting back to normal life, I don't think it will be as big of a loss as you think. Unvaccinated or those who are unvaccinated could still get takeout as they have been doing all year. And here's the other side. One other person who responded to our poll said, I've had the vaccine as it was the right choice for me, but I still will not give money to any company that demands proof my vaccination status is absolutely no one else's business. And Jared, right there, that points to the dilemma that a lot of these businesses face as they try to, number one, come in compliance in the case of a place like New York, which mandates vaccines, and then some other states where they're saying, look, is it going to be better for our business or not? And if you look at this poll, it seems to suggest that it's not.
Yeah, you know, the United States is a really big and varied place. It's easy. Here in New York, we have to be vaccinated if we're going to eat indoors at a restaurant. So just kind of throw that out. But, you know, people have different attitudes towards the pandemic, towards COVID, towards the vaccine, depending upon where they live and their exposure. Here in a vast, dense metropolis, we're going to have a different experience than somebody in the suburbs. So, yeah, I'm not surprised we got a bunch of answers here that it seemingly went viral. Maybe we got ratioed somehow. I don't know how many comments we got, but there were a lot. I think it just illustrates that this is a hot button issue. Just by the number of responses, everybody is invested in this. Just about everybody in the country on earth is affected by this in some way, and things are changing on a day-to-day basis. And when things are in flux and things are unknown, people are just going to talk about it, and they're going to try to come to an understanding until it's all fleshed out. You know, bottom line here, would I go into a restaurant? Yeah. Even? I would. And I got the vaccine early on, close to the availability date for me here in New York, just because I wanted to. I saw coming down the pike, it was going to be a requirement. And just because I want to be happy, you know, I want to live my life as simply and easily as possible, I decided to get it. But that's a personal decision. And everybody has that personal decision to make.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, Jared. I've been vaccinated and I have been going out and eating inside restaurants. You know, obviously the mandate just went into effect here in New York City, at least. But it's an interesting calculation for these businesses. And I was surprised at how many people in response to this poll said, yes, I am vaccinated. I believe that's important, but I don't think businesses should require it. Now, just as equally, you've got businesses who are saying, you know, we're going to require it. If you don't want to come in, that's fine. That's the calculation that we're making as we mandate it. So to your point, it is a hot button issue, but we saw that data out from the CDC yesterday that shows that the pace of vaccinations are picking up again. So that seems to me to suggest that even if people aren't saying publicly that they're going to get vaccinated as a result of some of these mandates, it is working. And if you mix that along with the fact that we are seeing a surge in cases, especially in states with low vaccination rates, I think it's causing a lot of people to think twice if they're still unvaccinated.
Yeah, and that can be a good thing, too. And plus, don't forget all the incentives out there, hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars for a jab.